Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, again for coming. The next speaker I would like to bring up has been an organizer with the Answer Coalition in New York City for the past 2 years. In that time, he's worked on a wide range of campaigns against war and occupation abroad, against police brutality, against racism, against attacks on the everyday American people. This is the same reason we gather today, to stand up for justice, to stand up for freedom, and to stand up for humanity of all human beings. Say freedom!
Freedom!
Say justice!
Justice!
Say humanity!
Humanity!
This brother has traveled to Palestine, occupied Palestine, as part of Existence is Resistance Hip Hop Tour, alongside fellow artists Loki, M1 of Dead Prez, Shahadia Mansour. He's featured in a full-length documentary hip hop film called Hip Hop is Bigger Than the Occupation. With a loud Free Free Palestine welcome, Marcel Cartier. Free Free Palestine!
Free Free Palestine! Free Free Palestine!
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. How are we feeling, New York? How are we feeling? It's a great privilege for me to be here today, standing before you. Like the brother said, my name is Marcel Cartier. I represent the Answer Coalition, Act Now to Stop War and End Racism. We are a principled mass organization that for the past 10 years has organized against every vile imperial adventure that the United States government has waged in the names of the American people. And we have been in the streets every second of the way saying these wars are not in our name. This is from Iraq to Afghanistan to Palestine and out of Libya. Because we understand there can be no revolution that imperialism is taking part in. If imperialism takes part in a so-called revolution, then something is wrong already. You already know the deal if you know anything about history. So we stand in complete solidarity with the Palestinian National Liberation Struggle, and we understand that it is imperative for progressives in this country to talk about the $8 million a day that the U.S. government gives the illegitimate colonial settler state of Israel, that racist entity the size of New Jersey. Our courageous Palestinian brothers and sisters have had a very eventful year. We've seen the Arab Revolution spring up in Egypt. There was so much hope. Yes, it's been co-opted in many ways by imperialism because they're very manipulative. But we still see that militancy amongst the people. And we see that militancy that expressed itself when there were the solidarity actions at the border in Syria, Lebanon. They stormed on Al-Nakba Day, the illegitimate borders. Also in Cairo, I'm sure many of you have seen the footage last week at the Israeli embassy, the tearing down of the Israeli flag, and that militancy has only been made possible yet again because the Egyptian people stood up and they said no more to this neo-colonial regime of Hosni Mubarak. And yes, we do have to address Libya, and I'm going to say this, it's not about whether you support Muammar Gaddafi, it's not about whether you are somewhat critical of him, or it's not about if you are completely opposed to him. But when the so-called rebel organization is having meetings with Exxon and ConocoPhillips and Chevron in D.C., and when one of their first acts was to say, we now recognize the illegitimate state of Israel, then you have to understand, you have to ask the question, is this a revolution or are we going backwards? So with that having been said, I want to say this. Listen, peace is my goal, but never without justice. To be free, a prerequisite for that discussion. They talking peace, devoid of any context. They hope the people succumb to their nonsense. Netanyahu is a fascist, a racist. Matter of fact, that's what the Israeli state is, based on genocide, based on ethnic cleansing. Ethno supremacy is what they're extending. These killers wouldn't last a day without the USA. Professional hypocrisy, that's Obama's way. Making speeches about democracy, man, is master manipulation. I hope you see the first black president is bombing Africa. So quick to sanction Syria, Libya. But when it comes to his puppets in Bahrain or in Yemen, they never ever act the same. And my heart is Palestinian. I bleed for the West Bank, bleed for the Gaza Strip, bleed 1948. I seen the torment with my very two eyes, and I could never turn back or turn a blind eye. In the hood, the police beating black men. Connect the dots and you'll see who attacks them. The same forces who kill all across the globe. Afghanistan, the U.S. killing 9 and 10 year olds. Fighting terror with 100 times more of it. That's why Bin Laden existed to begin with. A misguided reaction to the empire. The past decade simply added to the fire. I'm pro-American if we just talking about the people. But anti-USA if we discussing all the evil perpetuated by a government of mobsters. They say democracy, I say they some imposters. New York, free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.